الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد، يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وسلم على رسولنا محمد. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters, all praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I'm here today to testify there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and messenger. And whoever Allah guides, no one can misguide. Who Allah misguides based on his justice, no one can guide him. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our sin, to cover our weakness, to guide us to the right path, to make us a good believers. أما بعد، as I said before, we are in the introduction of the prophets. To continue our lecture, we have to know the quality of the prophets, their characteristic. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent among mankind prophets to show us the right way. And most people think it's a choice, but no choice. This route that they come to us, we must follow them. No other option. I think, yes, but I am, all that's out of business. It doesn't work. So, the prophets, who are they? Are they angels? Are they human beings? Do they have any traits of God? This is our inshallah today. As we all know, Ahliyatul Bashar litahammul risala. Humans were those who fit to carry the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, human. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses among mankind whom He wills to become a prophet. And He knows who can do the job. إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ السُّدُورِ. Allah knows what is in between the chest. So this is a biggest trustship to carry on. The most important trustship. Trust. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ عَرَضْنَا الْأَمَانَةَ عَلَى السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَالْجِبَالِ فأبين أن يحملنها وأشفقنا منها وحملها الإنسان إنه كان ظلوما جهولا. الله says سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه العزيز that truly we did offer الأمانة, the trust or moral responsibility and honesty and all the duties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained to the heavens. So this trustship Allah has offered before mankind to the heavens. And earth and mountains to carry on this amana, this trustship. How they responded. But they declined to carry that. فَأَبَيْنَا They declined to bear it and were afraid of it. So they knew that this responsibility, they may not be able to fulfill this. So they declined. So how come السماوات والأرض والجبال, the heavens and earth, they can decline? It's not a disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Simply, they were given a freedom of choice to choose. With arz al-amana, it was given a choice to the heavens and earth and mountains. It's not that they were disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they were afraid to bear it. So they declined. But it buried and were afraid of it. But mankind bore it, he carried on and took it, the trust. At that time, he was unjust to himself, mankind. إِنَّهُ كَانَ ذَلُومًا He was unjust to himself. And جُهُولًا Also, he was ignorant of its result. هذه الأمانة. Because if you fulfill this amana, الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام was the best creation of Allah. The best creation of Allah. How he reached that level? Because he carried on the amana. Subhanallah. So, this is amana that we carried. And if we define, also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Kitab al-Aziz, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ يَتْلُو عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَإِنْ كَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala indeed conferred or give a great favor on the believers whom he sent among them, mankind, a messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, reciting them the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Quran and purifying them by reciting the Quran and purifying them, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive our sin. And the purification is awal, purity from the heart. Our heart, when we follow the Prophet, our heart is purified from kufr, disbelief, association, shirk, nifaq, hypocrisy, and so on. Subhanallah, by following him. Although we were ignorant before the Prophet. So my dear brothers, from these verses, we see that Ar-Rusul, the Prophets, are human beings, 100%. But Allah has revealed to them a guidance. Also, Al-Hikmah is the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we stick these two, we are guided. If we deviate, we are misguided. That's the truth. And that's what is missing the universe today. The universe we live today, that's what we're missing. Because the mankind are not following that. Hadith Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Abu Hudhayfa قال الأمانة. He's trying to nail down the definition of al-amana, or moral responsibility or honesty, which Allah's duty has ordained. He says that Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam has informed us, هذه الأمانة descended from the heavens. Subhanallah. Al-amana descended from the heavens, the trust. And settled in the roots of the heart of man. Who are they, this man? The faithful believers. It came from the heavens. It settled down the roots of the heart of the man. Believers. And then the Quran was revealed. ثم بعد ذلك Quran was revealed. MashaAllah. And read. And they learn هذه الأمانة, the source of knowing هذه الأمانة is from the Quran. They learn from the Quran. And also they learn هذه الأمانة from the Sunnah of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. So أمانة is a duty that's entrusted in man. The duty حق الله علينا, that the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us, our Lord who has created. Also the rights of our creation among ourselves. So the tongue is amana, the eyes are amana, the hand are amana, the leadership is amana, trustee, every aspect. And it's not easy. So those who kill people to become a president, had they known the responsibility of the amana, they will not do it, even a second. They will enjoy to lead an ordinary life because that amana is not easy. So is the wealth you have. So is the children you have that was entrusted in you. And so on. I cannot finish that chapter today. But I'm briefly just touching. So these were the prophets that inshallah subhanahu wa ta'ala they carried, and they are the best compared to all the mankind. So these are human beings, our prophets. They live with us, they go with us, they walk with us, they eat with us. They do not have a character of angels, al-malaika, awl ilah. So those who oppose, it became very difficult for them, the disbelievers, to believe a one man can lead the entire nation. It's something difficult to them. وَقَالُوا, Quran tells us, مَا لِهَذَا الرَّسُولُ يَأْكُلُ طَعَامًا وَيَمْشِي فِي الْأَسْوَاقِ. Look at that. They said, the disbelievers, who is this? Claims the Rasul. We have to follow him. And he eats food, and he walks in the market, and he's just like us. Because it became very difficult to them. وَقَالُوا مَا لِهَذَا الرَّسُولُ يَأْكُلُ طَعَامًا وَيَمْشِي فِي الْأَسْوَاقِ. Also, the response to the prophets, to those who disbelieve, they have given them a response. خَالَتْ لَهُمْ رُسُلُهُمْ إِنْ نَحْنُ إِلَّا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ. We are not more than a human being like you. The prophets say. They don't say I'm God. Including Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. The response he says, قال لهم رسلهم إن نحن إلا بشر إلا بشر مثلكم ولكن الله يمن على من يشاء من عباده وما كان لنا أن نأتيكم بسلطان إلا بإذن الله وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون سبحان الله. Look at the verse, heavy. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are not more than a human being like you, O mankind. But Allah bestows His grace to whom He wills of His slaves. It is not ours to bring to you an authority, proof, except by a permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah alone, let the believers put their trust. So the prophets, when they come to us, they do not talk out of their desire. They are not speaking from their wishes. But they follow strictly Allah's authority. لا زيادة ولا نقصان. They will not increase one inch and they will not delete one. They themselves are the first who submit to Allah and follow His command and how He has ordained to us. So, in our success as a mankind today and our good life, depends, we have to look after them. We have to learn their history. We have to learn their hikmah, their wisdom. How they lived, how they judged, how they ruled. So they are not out here limited to the masjid. No. They were politicians. They were business people. They were leaders. They were commander-in-chief in the military. All aspects of life. Subhanallah. So they were not just one aspect of life, but they encompassed all the way around. That's why, my dear brothers and sisters, it's very important for us to learn about them. So, what happened today? Humanity, they dropped all that, the prophets. They created other man from their own who misleads them, who does not know the good way of life. They write books, novels, issues. They come to the TV. Look at that. And they are ignorant. They do not even know the responsibility of the tongue that they're speaking of, their tongue, and what they're saying. He thinks he comes to the television and speaks as he pleases. They coin words. That's not true. So they can have a legitimacy to kill other human beings. They give bad names. Look at that. So that is the problem of man, because when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and just kind of the Roman Jahula, mankind was unjust to himself. But is there a man who can fulfill this responsibility? Yes, certainly yes. The prophets are. The believers are who follow them until the day of judgment. الصالحون اللهم إلهي اجعلنا منهم. Okay, there are, but many of them are not. they think he's free to use his hand to hit somebody. He thinks he's free to use his head to create an air bomb, to bully other nations. Why? That's not the purpose. We should humble ourselves and live in harmony and obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and give each one's rights without oppressing each other. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so these prophets, Allah has chosen them. They did not reach through election and vote and consensus and lobbying and paying money for corruption, and misleading. No, they become prophets because Allah knows them. He chose them to be the prophets. أولئك الذين أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين من ذرية آدم. These are the prophets that Allah has bestowed them to be a prophet from the children of Adam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them this great favor on them. أولئك الذين أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين من ذرية آدم. So the prophets, they all come from where? They are the children of Adam, عليه السلام, our father. وَمِمَنْ حَمَلْنَا مَعَ نُوحٍ, Allah says. And during the flood, whoever we carried with Noah, the prophet Noah, عليه السلام. وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْرَائِيلَ وَمِمَنْ هَدَيْنَا وَاجْتَبَيْنَا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. And also these prophets come from the children of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, the father of the Jews and Arabs. Wa Israel is also the children of Israel. Israel. And the ulama say, Wa Israel is Nabiyuna Yaqub. And the word is Israel, it means the slave of Allah, the servant of Allah, in Hebrew language, Israel. Women hadayna, and those who have whom we guided, Allah says, wajtabayna. Allah has, give them the blessings. Wa idha tudla alayhim, so Allah describes the characteristic of these prophets, who they are and how they behave. This ayah. وَإِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُ الرَّحْمَانِ قَرُّوا سُجَدًا وَبُكِيًّا. Surah Maryam. If when Allah, when they hear the ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is recited to them, how they respond, the most merciful, his verses, خَرُّ سُجُدًا, they fall down, sujood. وَبُكِيًّا, and they cry. The prophets. Humbleness. They are the most humble human ever walked on the face of earth. No arrogance. Our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he loved very much the poor people. He sit with them. He walked with them. He visited them. Look at that character. And today the mankind, they have a special club only for the haves. They have securities, details. They cannot walk the street peacefully. Al-Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, all the prophets, they walked in the streets. And you know who was their bodyguard, their security? They trusted Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They didn't fear. They went all over, walking straight. they are human. They are not angel, the prophets, and they are not God. My dear brothers and sisters. So, by knowing that, then Allah has chosen the prophets from among mankind because Allah has honored them. Ikraman. لمن سبقت لهم منه الحسنى. These prophets, Allah knew that these are a good people. He honored them. To be a prophet is the highest honor mankind can achieve among mankind. Also, being human, not an angel, it's good because they have ahliya to lead and to live and interact with other human beings. They're not separate from us. Had it been the prophets an angel, we cannot even communicate with them. Also, I remember a surah, Al-Najm. It's not easy to see an angel. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he saw the true structure of Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, he fainted. And the Rasul was very strong, very bold. When he first received the wahy, his heart was trembling. Boom, 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 boom. So as a human being, we cannot face and see the angels. It's not the same, you know. So to have a mankind to among ourselves who marries, who drinks, who walks, who sleeps, who forgets, who remembers, who cries. Look at that. They have all the traits of mankind, the prophets. So that is why we do not exceed al-ghulu, their limit. We will not call the prophet is an angel. Or we will not call the prophet is ilah, he is the God. As you remember, Surah Al-Ma'idah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to our prophet Isa alayhi salam, وَإِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمَ أَنْتَ قُلْتَ لِلنَّاسِ أَتَّخُذُونِي وَأُمِّي إِلَهَيْنِ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. Oh, Isa, remember when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say the day of resurrection, Oh, Isa, son of Mary, did you say unto them, unto the man, worship me and my mother as two gods beside Allah? What's the response, Sayyidina Isa? Qala subhanak. Oh Allah, you are the perfect. Ma yakunu li an aqula ma laysa li bihaq. I'm not here to say something that I have no right to say. In kuntu qultahu faqad alimta. If I said that, oh Allah, you would have known. Because you are Alim al-Khabir. Whatever I said, you have known. تَعْلَمُ مَا فِي نَفْسِي وَلَا أَعْلَمُ مَا فِي نَفْسَكَ. شوف, how humble. You know whatever is in between my chest. Oh my Lord, I do not know what is in between your chest. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ. Oh my Lord, alam al-ghuyub, you are the one who is aware of all that unseen things. The day of judgment. Because there are people who made a lie against Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam and said that he is a God. وَأَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ. الحمد لله رب العالمين حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على رسولنا Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallim wa taslima. As my dear brothers, so we rule out that the prophets are not an angel or gods. And as you know, before Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, there were many prophets no one ever claimed as a god. The Old Testament, Sayyidina Isa believed, and it was Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was a messenger of mankind who married, had a children and wife. MashaAllah. And brother, I mean. So, now, to look just again the traits of the prophets, my dear brothers, Al-Anbiya, as you see, Allah tests them. And they are exposed to the most difficult tests. تعرض الأنبياء للبلاء. Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam was a prophet. He was sick, all his body. Inshallah, we will come each prophet's history, but he was so sick, all his body, when he lost everything, his wealth, his family, except scholars say his heart was moving. And his heart was saying, Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah. Remember Idris, he took a hoot. Big well. And what he was saying, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. The prophets starved. Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our prophet, he was so starving, his stomach was empty, he had to use a stone to tie his belt because of hunger. Look at that. They walked. Some of them was killed, was insulted, was attacked. The Arab pagans imposed embargo on the Prophet Muhammad and his companion in Mecca. They were expelled from their homes, Mecca. They were chased, running for their life, come to Medina. Mankind. They did not have a super shuttle, Colombia. They went to the market. They entered business. Trade. They married. These are human. Also, as you know, that Al-Anbiya, there was a Sahaba, فَعَنْ صَعْبْ ابْنْ سَعْدْ عَنْ أَبِيهِ قَالْ Sa'adan from his father, he said, قُلْتُ لِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمُ O the Prophet, I said to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, أَيُّ النَّاسُ أَشَّدُّ بَلَاءً Who are they, the people who will encounter in life the most difficult test? Rasul عليه الصلاة والسلام responded, الأنبياء. The prophets. ثم الأمثل فالأمثل. يبتلي الرجل على حسب دينه. Every man will be tested according to this strongness of his faith. So, the people who know and have a strong faith, when it comes to test, they will be very pleased. They will be very happy, as they will be happy when they're making the profits. When you go to the market and you make some money and profit, and the stock market is going on for you, you'll be happy, is that right? But the people who believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they go through difficult tests, they will be happy also, because that cleanses their sin. and makes their iman strong. So my conclusion of the khutbah today, as a Muslim ummah, we're going through a difficult test in our nations. Very difficult test. So this is ibtila, is a test. We must be strong. And we also must be fasbir li hukmi rabbik. Whatever is aqdarullah is taking place, we must be very patient. The victory will come to the believers. I'm not certainly 100%. Victory will come to the believers, and Allah has promised that. No way. Do not look the short difficulties. The victory will come to the believers. Whatever Allah promises, He will deliver. اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة ووقنا عذاب النار رب اغفر لنا وارحمنا واهدينا سبحانك اللهم إنك أنت عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا وعافينا لا إله إلا أنت إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين أخم السلام
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قام الصلاة